But we're going to start with one of the day's other main stories. That's the expected return of Lisa Smith. She's the woman who travelled to Syria 3 years ago to join the so-called Islamic State. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has been following developments. Paul, as I said, she's expected back in Ireland this weekend with her daughter. What can you tell us?
Yeah, while she's been out of the country, the Department of Foreign Affairs and the Defence Forces personnel have been directly involved in this case. Now, the Gardaí have been involved here, but the Department of Foreign Affairs has been the lead agency, and they have finalised the plans to bring Lisa Smith and her two-year-old daughter home. Now, the Turkish government announced a few weeks ago that it had asked all European countries to take their citizens home, and it also said that two Irish people were among those to be deported, and they were referring to Lisa Smith and her daughter. So they are to be deported. The necessary identities and paperwork have now been completed. Both are expected home over the weekend unless there's some unexpected delay. Now, the options at the time and have been for the government to bring Lisa Smith home and her daughter have been the government jet, the Defence Forces CASA plane, which is the only one that has the capability to fly as far as Turkey and back, or a commercial flight. Now, the first two were ruled out. The government clearly were not going to send either a government jet or a military jet. Lisa Smith ironically worked on the government jet when she was a member of the Defence Forces. So the Turkish authorities will put Lisa Smith and her daughter on a commercial flight back to Dublin. Foreign Affairs officials and a small number of members from the Army Ranger Wing are in Turkey at the moment. They will be on the plane with Lisa Smith to offer her and her child any help or guidance they need. But she won't be in custody. She will be free to move around. However, she won't be able to leave or get off at any other airport. And when she arrives, when she and her daughter arrive, we expect they will land in Dublin, where the Gardaí and officials from Tusla and others will be waiting.
Will you bring us through what's likely to happen then, Paul? What will happen to her when she returns?
Yeah, a number of state agencies will be involved in her case when she arrives home, including Tusla, whose responsibility is the welfare of her child. But the Gardaí will be the lead agency here. Lisa Smith will be provided with all necessary medical, legal and other support services, as will her child. She will also be asked on arrival in Dublin to go with the Gardaí voluntarily in the unlikely event that she refuses. The Gardaí have the power to arrest her, and they may need to do so as soon as she arrives. Now, the care of her child is paramount. The Taoiseach reiterated that at Templemore yesterday, and he said there are plans in place involving Tusla and also Lisa's family who live here and are based in Dundalk have also been in contact. But Lisa Smith is the subject herself of a criminal investigation, and she will be questioned about suspected terrorist offences abroad. We spoke last month to Assistant Commissioner Michael O'Sullivan. Mm-hmm. He's the head of the Garda's Security and Intelligence Section, and he said that special officers have been investigating Lisa Smith's activities for a number of years. They've been gathering evidence from Ireland, Africa, the Middle East and the UK as part of this investigation. Now, they have gathered a significant amount of material, but they're also required to interview her before a file can be sent to the Director of Public Prosecutions. But she can be prosecuted under existing legislation. It's an offence under the Criminal Justice Terrorist Offences Act of 2005 to engage in terrorist activity in or outside the state. But it will be for the DPP to decide if or what any charges Lisa Smith may or may not face. And as in the case of all those who return from conflict zones, Lisa Smith will be the subject of a security and intelligence assessment here to ensure she is not a security risk to the state. There are five other people have returned from conflict zones in recent times. They have had a similar assessment and they have found not to be a security risk and are being assimilated back into Irish society.
Paul, thank you. That was our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. More, no doubt, throughout the weekend.